Now, I have visionary Australian film director and Emmy Award virtual reality pioneer Lynette Walworth on the phone, ready to talk about her new film, Edge of Life, which opens in cinemas next Thursday, November 13th. Good morning, Lynette. How are you?
Morning, Eleanor. I'm well.
Thank you. Now, can you explain, briefly explain, what you explore in this film? What's it about?
Sure. Well, we start off in Melbourne following two really amazing psychologists and psychiatrists who ran Australia's first trial using psilocybin for people in palliative care. So they were looking to see whether the use of this traditional medicine with kind of psychotropic qualities could be helpful for people at end of life, facing their end of life. And they got extraordinary results, extraordinarily positive results from that. So I follow them, two of their patients, Flavia and Roz, who are on the trial, and then the doctors really feel the need to have a deeper understanding of what their own patients are going through, and they can't legally use any of these kind of medicines in Australia. So they travel to the Amazon, where I have relationships, long-standing relationships with the Yawanawa people of the Brazilian Amazon, and they spend some time with a community there in order to understand the, let's say, traditional uses of these kinds of medicines within a community setting. And then they come back to Melbourne where the shaman from this community eventually comes and spends some time with them and one of their patients. So it's a really like trying to look at the way Western culture uses these sorts of things when we bring them into a culture that maybe doesn't have the traditional and long-standing practices, and how we might increase our understanding of the way these medicines work and how they're used.
Okay, so you had some connections over in the Amazon, Peruvian Amazon. So it sounds to me that you're obviously you accept ancient traditional medicine. Did your opinion change at all after watching the documentary, or you're pretty clued up already in this ancient traditional medicine?
Look, fundamentally, Eleanor, because these patients are all facing the end of life, this film for me and why I went into it was not about the medicines. It's about the different cultural understandings about what happens when we die and as we die. And I felt like that was the place where something was missing in Western culture. I think generally we're pretty terrible at facing together end of life. We mishandle it often. We medicalize it. We medicalize ourselves away from being present often. And what I have understood from my relationships with different, especially remote Indigenous cultures, is like a wholly different understanding of what happens when we die. And actually, that was my preliminary starting point. I was interested in the fact that the doctors were using these medicines in order to help patients who were scared of death approaching.
So
that's
how did
the shift.
So how did you get connected with these doctors to make your documentary?
First of all, I read about them in the paper. That trial made a big news in Australia when it came out, which is years ago now, pre-COVID. And then they got held up by COVID. It was big news, right? It was the first trial using psilocybin in palliative care patients in Australia. And since that time, Australia's actually changed its legislation. And during the time of the trial, Australia changed the legislation to allow psychiatrists to prescribe psilocybin for treatment-resistant depression. But at the time these doctors were using it, they were exploring, can this be helpful? And they found it could be immensely helpful. I guess what I thought was, but this is an ancient medicine. And there's a long-standing use of these kinds of practices for these types of medicines. What if we could combine these cultural understandings and thread them back together? What might happen then?
Mm. And do the psilocybin, is that like why they're dying? Is that, or is this before, so then they're accepted in their dying phase? How does that go?
Good question. So everyone on the trial had a terminal diagnosis. It didn't mean that they were dying at the time. It meant that they were facing an incurable disease with a limited time frame in front of them. And they had all been told that. And so there were 35 patients on the trial, all with different illnesses. And most of those people, many of those people, not all of them, have now died. The two people we filmed have now died. But the psilocybin experience they had at some time before their death, in order to try and help them face the fact that death was on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. I did talk to a psychiatrist who came out from Britain when Australia brought in these new laws about the depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. So yeah, it's quite fascinating that we're now accepting this, you know, old traditional ancient drugs. I applaud it, and I thank you for making the documentary.
Thanks, Eleanor. Yeah, I know. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Like you say, they're an ancient medicine. It has long-standing uses in different cultures. My interest in it is that it seems to open us up to a different understanding of reality, and that is certainly the thing, one of the things that is so beneficial to these patients, that the sense that there's a sort of porousness in reality that can be touched on when you're in an altered state. And so the fact that there's ways now within our culture, that within our medical culture, where you could have that experience and maybe shift your whole worldview. And in the film, that's what you see happen.
Mm. And whereabouts is the film being shown, and how long is it going to be in the cinemas for?
Well, it's really got a very limited release, but it's got this big kind of event on the 13th of November, next Thursday, where I'll be in Melbourne. I'm doing a live Q&A there with the psychiatrist in the film, Dr. Justin Dwyer, and Anna Lamb, who's the daughter of one of the women in the film. And That screening is happening around the country all on that same day, and that live Q&A will be streamed into a lot of the cinemas, including Dendy Newtown in Sydney, as well as Hayden Orpheum and at the Avalon. And so the wonderful thing is that across the country people are going to be all watching it on the same day, which I love, because a big part of the kind of understandings that come through in this film, especially about grief, is that this is something that when we're together and we face this as a community and within community, it's a very different experience. So it's like a big communal expression of the film on the 13th of November.
Fantastic. Well, that's all we've got time for today, Lynette, but thank you for coming on.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah, good luck with the grand opening.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. Thank you, Lynette, for that very interesting conversation. That was Australian film director and Emmy Award virtual reality pioneer Lynette Walworth talking about her new film Edge of Life, which opens, I think, for one night only, Thursday, the 13th of November. Our website, 2scr.com, will have more details. So check it out, and if you're interested, go along.